challenge for Cote d'Ivoire is mainly that diamonds have been under UN sanctions in the country for some years. These diamonds fueled insecurity in the country since the civil war ended in 2002, 2003. And it's often actually referred to as the last classic case of conflict diamonds. However, what we've seen in recent years is that diamonds are still being mined and exported into world markets despite these sanctions, mainly passing through neighboring countries. Given the current political crisis in Cote d'Ivoire, this is a really important and worrying issue. It raises the specter that one side of a new civil war, a new conflict in Cote d'Ivoire, could be funded by diamonds that are being exported into world markets and bought by consumers. There does seem to be a very real risk of conflict in Cote d'Ivoire re-emerging, and the current picture on the ground is deeply concerning. We're seeing pictures every day of unrest and tension in Abidjan especially. Cote d'Ivoire is a resource-rich country, and any return to conflict is likely to be financed by resources, diamonds, but also notably cocoa. In that case, it'll be very important that the Kimberley Process Act. Neighboring Kimberley-processed countries such as Liberia or Guinea must take steps to stop the illicit flow of Ivorian diamonds, and trading centers further away in places like Belgium must also step up their vigilance to make sure that they're not trading in Ivorian conflict diamonds. It's also important to note that a lot of Ivorian diamonds are smuggled through non-KP countries such as Burkina Faso and Mali, so there should also be some real outreach and engagement with those countries to shut down those smuggling routes. I think it's fair to say that the Kimberley process has never really got to grips with the problem in Cote d'Ivoire, and there are a number of reasons behind that. For one, the KP has always really only been able to deal with one crisis at a time, and in recent years, the crisis that's really taken center stage in the Kimberley process has been Zimbabwe and the human rights abuse in their diamond fields in Marenge. Unfortunately, that means that not enough time and effort has been spent on looking at the issue in Cote d'Ivoire. But there's also a wider issue about porous borders, weak implementation, and lack of capacity in West Africa as a whole that enables the smuggling from Cote d'Ivoire to occur. I think one good thing we can take from the current crisis is that it's put the issue of Cote d'Ivoire back to the top of the Kimberley Process's agenda. And I really hope that governments in the KP and the diamond industry will start to show some of the political will and engagement needed to finally deal with this issue properly.